Brent and I both live in Hamilton, so I see Braley's name everywhere. Yeah, right. literally everywhere. What is his reputation like in Vancouver and in British Columbia?
Yeah, it's a strange story, Jeff, because his relationship with the Lions goes back way over 20 years. Like, I mean, he steps in 96 when the team has gone bankrupt, saves the franchise, and I think by extension saves the CFL. But the whole time here, he's an absentee owner, so he never had really had deep roots in the franchise. The face of the franchise was first Bob Ackles and then, you know, Wally Buono. And David was just kind of the ultimate sugar daddy. He, you know, he paid all the bills. They were a stable operation. They never had to worry about, you know, where the next bill was coming from, or if it was going to get paid, or who was going to pay it. David was always there. So he lent his stability to the franchise, but you can't really say he developed a real close relationship with this community. I think his relationship with Hamilton and all his work at McMaster is a lot deeper and a lot more profound.
You know, it's absolutely true. You know, and remember, he came in when it was bankrupt. He came in the wake of the Murray Pezum years and some crazy stuff in BC, right? And stabilized things, as you say. He paid the bills, and he paid the bills wherever he went. He brought Bobby Ackles back. That was important. He brought in Wally Buono, who, as you say, was the other face of the franchise, especially after Bobby Ackles died. But, you know, in terms of where the team is kind of in the conversation, Ed, because, like, I can speak to Hamilton and I can speak to Toronto and what David Braley did or didn't do in those two markets. But, you know, it seems to me that while he kept that team alive and is the only reason maybe the team is still alive, that its importance in the marketplace diminished pretty dramatically over that stretch.
Well, you know, and again, it's kind of over the length of his ownership. So he takes them over when they're at the absolute nadir. They've touched bottom, they're bankrupt, the question of their survivability is very much up in the air. He stabilizes, and in the space of about, I'm kind of trying to do the math in my head, because they make the Grey Cup in 04, but in the space of 5 years, he not only stabilizes it, but he turns it into a profitable enterprise. From 04 to 12, the Lions attendance goes up virtually every year, and this is what kills me. We're not talking about, it's funny, when you get old, you kind of lose perspective of time. We're not talking about a real recent development, but in 2011, they were averaging 38,000. They just moved back into newly renovated BC Place. I mean, it was a big operation. Do well the next year, but from 2012 on, it's just been a slow, slow, steady decline. And for all the reasons I'm sure you know about in Toronto, we have the same conversation, same kind of market forces in place in Vancouver, the graying of the audience, of the fan base, the failure to engage a younger generation in the product. It's kind of the CFL's larger problems really personified in Vancouver. And David was not the man to own the franchise under those circumstances.
What was, we've talked a lot about, let's say he paid the bills, but, you know, Ed, he didn't invest in marketing. He wanted to black out games. You know, he didn't, there were no frills, let's put it that way. And that's when I've been talking about his legacy the last 24 hours. You know, you do have to kind of balance these two things. You know, it's your savior on one hand. Now, he held a bunch of Grey Cups and made some money on them.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't a sense that, you know, as the world changed, especially, that he was willing to do the things necessary to keep the team in the conversation.
No, you're right. There's two sides to the Braley story in the CFL and with the Lions. And, you know, the one is, you know, this, you know, this benefactor who saved the franchise when it was in its most dire predicament. But the other part is, unfortunately, his idea of marketing and running the franchise was kind of rooted in about 1974, and it never really evolved that much. And I know, you know, talking to people who are trying to market the team and trying to sell the Lions, they'd pull their hair out, because unless they could demonstrate to David that their ideas were going to lead to some more ticket sales or some, you know, kind of real concrete example of profitability, he wasn't interested in hearing in it. And that took its toll on the franchise. It kind of started to suck the life out of it, and it became so dreary. And, you know, it's funny, I started here, my first year in Vancouver was 98, and they were getting 16, 17,000 to a game. I mean, you could hear the players swearing at each other on the field when you were in the press box. And the last couple of years, it's kind of been like that. So it's, you know, it really has gone full circle, unfortunately.
We just got a couple of minutes here, Ed. But what happens to the team now? I know, like, I know, again, one of the things, there have been a lot of talk about the team being sold to local interests. But David, you know, I think was holding out for a price that no one else thought was a legitimate price. What happens to the Lions now?
Well, bearing in mind, I might not be the person to talk about this because I'm going back over information that's almost a year old now. There is a group of Lions supporters. One of the things Bobby Akles did when he came back is start this Water Boy, which is a kind of a loose confederation of Vancouver businessmen. And there's still a nucleus there that, which is interested. And their last plan, stop me if this sounds familiar, Stephen, was to get 20 businessmen to pony up, you know, 100,000, 200,000 each. They'd have this $20 million pool. They'd pay Dave $10 million for the franchise, and then they'd have $10 million to operate it. And, you know, of course, any student of CFL history is intimately familiar with that. And it seldom works.
How about never? How about never, Ed?
Like, having said that, there's always a first.
Yeah.
And these people, they're like, their hearts are in the right place. But, you know, that usually lasts as long as the first cash call, right?
Yes.
And then they're, you know, they're kind of like commitment to the franchise all of a sudden is put to the test. So the short answer is I don't know. We were never really sure how serious David was. Look, he loved owning the Lions. He loved running the CFL, both officially and unofficially. He loved being the point through which virtually every decision involving the league went through. He liked all that stuff. And, you know, it finally started to dawn on me, he doesn't really want to sell this team.
Nope.
But now it's kind of, it's in the hands of the estate. And I, you know, I they will sell. It just depends on to who and for how much and what the Lions will look like going forward, but geez, there's a lot of CFL franchises in that boat right now.